A first-ring suburban city in Minneapolis and St. Paul decides not to say the Pledge of Allegiance at some of their city meetings. The decision is picked up by the local media and goes viral. Recently, St. Louis Park, Minnesota decided to revisit the issue in a public meeting after a recent vote in which they adjusted, in their words, when they said the Pledge of Allegiance at some of the city council meetings. So I'm going to take you through the public meeting as we head on in. And before we do that, a couple of disclaimers. First, this meeting is going to last probably over an hour and a half. Not every comment made by the city council and every city council member can be represented in a 32-minute or 33-minute podcast. You're probably going to hear St. Louis Park Mayor Jake Spano, Councilwoman Ann Mavity, who seem to be at the center of this movement to get rid of the pledge, at least in a couple of meetings, but not ban the pledge in the rest of the city of St. Louis Park, as was reported, and other city council members.
How you doing?
Good, good. The crowd went inside already.
Are you from St. Louis Park?
No.
Are you from St. Louis Park?
No.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Bob. No, and I'm not from St. Louis Park either. Just on the border.
Hey.
I left in 05.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Are you from St. Louis Park?
No, I am not. I'm from Eden Prairie.
All right. Just checking.
Burnsville.
All right.
That is just, I love that.
Yay. Are you guys from St. Louis Park?
That's what it is.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I think that's everybody in Boise.
Are you guys from St. Louis Park?
What?
Are you from St. Louis Park?
I'm not, but I'm from a different city. But I'm here to support the Pledge of Allegiance.
You will come away with an understanding of the spectrum of opinion on the council, an explanation of what happened from the council, and the opinions of people there demanding the council remedy the mistake they believe has been made. Not all of the protesters at this meeting are, in fact, most of the protesters at this meeting, as you will learn, are not actually St. Louis Park residents. And you're going to hear how the protesters at this meeting, led by local Tea Party and other activists, conducted themselves. In podcast 846, the Bob Davis Podcasts.
The chambers out here. So you're welcome to find a place to stand. All the chairs are full that are inside. We do have additional chairs out here. Just ask
Excuse me.
Don't lock the door.
Excuse me.
And of course, this podcast is sponsored by Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul for home or business. When you have plumbing or heating problems or air conditioning problems, you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating, especially with AC, especially with all the rain we've been having with plumbing. Here's their number. In St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They go back four generations in Frogtown. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. Residential and business, Ryan Plumbing at ryanplumbing.com.
Rick from St. Louis Park.
Okay, good. Been, you're the first guy from St. Louis Park.
So I've been here for almost 15 years, St. Louis Park that is. Lifelong Twin Cities resident.
Right.
And I guess whether you're from St. Louis Park or whether you're from some other community, my sense is this is a domino. And if this falls, then other cities will follow suit. So I think this isn't about St. Louis Park. I think it's about the bigger issue and the fact of folks not wanting to say the Pledge of Allegiance, I think, is frankly obscene. And they also tried to kind of sweep it under the rug and do it without a lot of fanfare. And so the fact that it went public and then got some momentum behind the protest here, I think they're greatly disappointed by that, in my opinion.
Do you know any of the council members?
I do, because I've communicated my opinions on other matters as well.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, well, I'm one of those guys.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
That's part of the community.
And actually, I've gotten emails back from several of the council members that they appreciated hearing opinions and people sharing their information and thoughts. And facts and data don't lie.
Right.
And so people that share facts and data about...
What was the facts and data?
I think that... in my opinion, the bike lanes haven't been done with facts and data behind them, and it's an emotional decision, and haven't been done with the full 100% in mind, that the bike lanes were more driven by 1%, 2%, probably probably the same as a Pledge of Allegiance. Maybe there's 1% of the people that don't like it for whatever.
I mean, is there anybody here that doesn't want the Pledge of Allegiance?
There might be one or two. I have no idea. But again, if you polled 100 people, maybe there's one or two. But I don't think you manage a large group of people, whether it's a city or a country, based on 1% or 2% of the opinions. You have to do what's best for the common good, and that's keeping the 99% to 98% of the people in mind on any subject, whether it's bike lanes, Pledge of Allegiance, or anything.
So the facts and data is that there's just a large number of people that support the
Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing this is a pretty large turnout for a typical city council meeting.
This is the facts and
data. The facts and data would say that, and it was not something that there was any sort of public communication about. They just one day said, well, we're dropping it.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't a conversation. There wasn't sharing information. There was no referendum. There was no nothing. In fact, as it was explained to me, it was done in a council meeting where you didn't even have full attendance of the city council. So as it was explained, it was kind of like trying to sneak it in under the rug with the lights turned off and, you know, maybe nobody's going to notice kind of thing.
You think they're ready for an earful?
I have no idea what's going to happen. We were just discussing that. I guess if you viewed it as a crisis management situation from a business perspective.
Uh-oh, we're going to say the pledge.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Woo! If it were a crisis management situation in a business, you'd address the subject right up front and communicate, which they haven't really done either.
Thank you.
That pledge took less than 15 seconds. That's not too much time out of your lives.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, yeah.
Can't you stand up?
We don't stand up.
Couldn't stand up for that? Your leg's broken. Can't stand up for the pledge? Buddy, I'm a disabled veteran. I'm standing here.
Thank you, brother.
Welcome to town. Tonight is for those of you who are, thank you also for coming. Tonight is what we call a study session. So this is not a regular voting meeting, and we have never said the pledge before our study session. This is also not a public hearing. We don't have public comment. We don't have cheering and clapping and screaming and yelling. We're here to do our work, and we want to arrive at a decision so that you all can have that information moving forward. But I would say that after spending the last couple of weeks in deep conversations with my neighbors, including, as I wrote here, recent immigrants and non-citizens and new Americans, I think there's a very strong response from our community from the decision to stop saying the pledge. I would suggest that...
What's the last thing they do to be naturalized? To say the pledge!
We won't get away with it.
So I'm suggesting that we have a study session for the purposes of returning to reciting the pledge at our meetings for three reasons. So when this issue was brought forward to the council, it was brought forward as we are right now, talking about bringing forward for a study session. And as I understand it from reading the meeting minutes, there was unanimous agreement that folks wanted to move forward with removing the pledge. But rather than moving it forward as a discussion item for a study session, it got put onto an agenda for a vote. And it feels to me like we may have missed a step there. Number two, I have heard that some of the stated goals of the change was that there was a sense that maybe saying the pledge was left some people feeling unwelcome in council chambers. Ladies and gentlemen, let me finish. What I found in the last 10 days in conversations with non-citizens that live here and recent citizens who live here is that that is not actually the case at all. The last thing that I would say is that I think that it's okay for us to say, as a council, to say, you know what, we didn't think this would be that big of a deal, but clearly it is. And so I think it's okay for us just to kind of take a step back and say, hey, we might have missed the mark here, and that's a reasonable and fair thing to do, and to sort of go back to what we had originally planned on doing, which was to have a discussion about whether or not we wanted to say the pledge at the beginning of our meeting.
So what I want to say is that, you know, making changes to our meeting's agendas, and specifically reducing, not eliminating, how often we say the Pledge of Allegiance has clearly touched a nerve, locally and nationally. Absolutely, and on what it means to be an American and what it means to be patriotic in our country. As a proud American, I'm appalled that our little suburban communities' meeting protocols have sparked this polarizing conversation in our So this council and this city has been working really hard on a lot of issues that impact our residents' daily life. Things like ensuring clean water, things like making sure all our residents secure affordable housing, being one of the key leading cities to address climate action. And that's where I want to make sure that we continue to keep our focus on the issues that matter. And so
this issue matters.
What I do want to say is to the city staff, I want to apologize to city staff and express my gratitude, because the city staff has been on the receiving end of some really horrible and hateful calls. So there are lots of people that haven't been nice about this, and our city staff has been on the front line. Not to just take a straight up vote, but I want to get in conversation with our residents and get input on what this actually means and what we'll have meaning. So I think we have both an opportunity and a responsibility to start a conversation, to use this moment to start a conversation in St. Louis Park on what it means for our residents and our community as a whole to be patriotic and to live out our community's values and principles. And specifically, as I've noted in the study session topic proposal, how we can best celebrate, express, learn about, and act on our country's values and principles to move us ever closer toward liberty and justice for all. Out of that process, we'll think of lots of ways to create even more meaningful ceremonies and gatherings and rituals and ways to mark our patriotism, our commitment to living out these values, and I'm confident that our residents can help.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Who are citizens?
Why is he even a question?
Thanks, Anne. First, I want to acknowledge and validate the discomfort this change has caused for our community and for our staff. I know that I, at least, failed to think through the potential unintended consequences of our quickly made decision, and that's hurtful in a variety of ways. Can you let me speak, please?
There is no discomfort. We are brave. We are here.
We're all here for the same reason, right?
Yep.
We want to hear what they have to say.
Exactly.
Yeah. If we're all against that's fine. But let them do their jobs. Let them talk so we can understand what's going on.
So I've heard from residents that I represent and respect supporting the decision to recite the pledge less often, not banning the pledge, by the way. Their opinions are based on the pledge's origin story, which is about things that maybe people don't know about, marketing a magazine to kids, quelling anti-immigration anxiety, and so on. I'm the daughter and the wife of Betts, but I didn't understand until now the deep resonance that the Pledge of Allegiance, or the idea of the Pledge of Allegiance, has for other veterans, families of veterans, religious leaders, community leaders, and many others. So within that context, I think a reactive and immediate return to a practice we didn't actually consciously publicly value before misses the opportunity to take a deeper dive so we can repair the damage, build actual understanding, and move forward stronger together. When something gets busted open, it can be an opportunity to put it back together again, a little differently, and maybe even better.
I feel like we made a mistake. And if a mistake is made, please.
They thought we were banning the Pledge of Allegiance from city functions. They thought we were banning the Pledge of Allegiance from city council meetings. I don't think it was fully understood in our community that what we were doing was changing the beginning of our council meetings so that we weren't reciting the Pledge of Allegiance at every single council meeting without any motion, without any discussion, without any thought given to the agenda. And that, I think, was because of the filtration of the message. The Pledge of Allegiance is not the only way to express loyalty to the nation, to even express allegiance. There are unintended consequences.
Through heritage.
Directions.
I'm going to start out with a couple apologies. First, to my wife. It's my 19th wedding anniversary, and I always spend the day with her. And she was gracious enough to understand that I had to come in and work tonight. So, thank you. I love you, Cindy. Secondly, I want to apologize to the staff. This has been a tremendous distraction to them, and they've put up with a lot of grief unnecessarily because of actions that we took that I thought were well-intentioned. I'm sorry that the council's decision to revise its opening televised meetings twice a month has resulted in so much controversy and distress for so many people. Not every governmental body nor other business begin their meetings with the pledge. As elected officials, we're required to take an oath to uphold our office and carry out our duties. I didn't realize that apparently a segment of the public requires this oath every time I come in here to work. I believe that the fact that we show up every week to do this job to work on issues of climate change and environmental sustainability, transit system,
for
work to promote and racial equity, you get paid $20 an hour. We're working to preserve affordable housing and otherwise provide high quality. People are upset because evidently here in Minnesota we're playing around with their hallowed traditions. So
elections are our traditions too. Resign. Resign.
Go home to your anniversary. I'm the 60th my own St. Louis Park residents who have talked to me about it, and it's been about 2-1 in favor of reinstating the pledge in their minds. Most of them have been quite reasonable about what we've discussed. I understand what real patriotism is. And it's not just showing up and protesting when somebody's angered you.
How about service? How about enlisting in the United States military? How about keeping you safe?
I understand that.
Amen.
Yeah, well, don't call it a great
tradition. How about wrapping it up?
It's a heritage brought to the United States of America and said by every person that becomes a citizen.
One of the reasons we were making this change was to welcome the diverse populations.
You will not do this.
injustice to our country.
We're talking about our immigrant communities, which some of them are very quick to.
You're insulting us.
Right, that's enough. That's enough.
Who ran
the immigrants have to say the pledge to get here?
Fellow citizens of mine.
Who are That's why they're here.
Go home to your wife. You're wasting my time.
Fellow citizens.
Who campaigned?
I don't usually share this, but I would like to have my side of the story. I'm a disabled vet who was injured during my time of service. I occasionally still have nightmares and sometimes flashbacks besides physical injury. The VA is very good at sending me a box of pills every month and tell me there's very little else they can do for me. I paid a very large price for our American freedoms. I don't need to say the Pledge of Allegiance because I'm living. This is far, far more than some individuals who have never had to pay the price of being sent overseas to protect our American freedom. I earn the right to decide whether or not to say the Pledge of Allegiance or not. That's what freedom is.
Guess what? I'm a disabled veteran. I spent a year at Walter Reed. I say the pledge because I defend this country.
I've gotten...
You are an arrogant buddy.
From people that feel strongly on both sides of this issue. Well,
keep talking.
I agree with that it bears revisiting and have a discussion about citizenship.
This is about as demented as it gets.
Did you shave your little mustache off before you got here?
About half of the people who reached out said that they are in favor of the vote that council made, and about half are saying that they are opposed. There are also a handful of folks who are saying that they are indifferent to the vote. I took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and in that Constitution, it speaks to separation of church and state. The pledge itself.
So you don't carry money then? In God we trust? You don't put money in your pocket?
We have specific traditions that have been established. I do, however, recognize that engaging residents on this topic have been circumvented, and there are many things in our community that need attention. I am in favor of reinstating the pledge at this time.
That's it for the pledge, folks. We're going to move on to the rest of our business.
Would it be okay if I ask just one question?
Why don't we take a quick 10-minute recess? For those of you who just came here for this, thank you for coming.
But if you are going to put the question on the ballot, we people will decide.
We will decide. We will decide.
Just ask them to take it out and go home.
People who come here for 2 or 3 years have a right to tell us what our
requirement of the office. You ran for the position knowing the requirement.
So what'd you think?
I am a veteran, and I can't stand the fact that they would think of something like this. I'm in the middle of shooting something, so hey, I'm a veteran. You say the pledge when you're supposed to say the pledge.
Where are you from, St. Louis Park?
Chaska.
Thanks. What do you guys think?
Pardon me?
What do you guys think?
Who are you?
I'm just a podcaster.
What do I think about what? About this?
About this whole thing.
Well... It's hard to say, but it sounds to me like the part about what we all reacted to was a ban citywide on not having the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
Well, that isn't the case, according to the council.
Right.
And they were strictly talking about their meetings, not the community. So I don't care what they do in their meetings, drink coffee, pop, I don't care. So, you know, if they don't want to say the pledge before their meeting, that's their choice. But it isn't their decision to ban it in the city, which they're saying they didn't.
Right. That changes
the whole picture a little bit.
And that's how it
what do you think about all these
attention.
People that aren't from St. Louis Park here?
Well,
they become a national issue.
We came here representing the veterans.
Right.
We're not from St. Louis. Some of them live here in St. Louis Park, but few of us don't. But I don't listen to some of the comments that were coming from the back. They got some education to do, too. So, you know, there's a couple council members up there that don't get it. So, we'll see how it ends.
They don't understand what an emotional thing it is, for certain.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What do the Boy Scouts think?
I'm not sure, to be honest. We're here for voting for the pledge, but we didn't realize it'd be this significant, I'd say. So.
Well, you guys say the pledges before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Every meeting. So, yeah.
It's kind of like an episode of Parks and Recreation.
It really is. A lot.
Or The Office.
Yeah.
Now, are you from St. Louis Park?
No, I live on the Global Market building on Lake Street, but I go to church. I go to church in St. Louis Park. I'm a Christian. But our country was formed on biblical beliefs in the Constitution, so there is no separation. Children learn the Bible in the schools when they grew up in America. The early people did. And they taught the Bible in the schools. So, anyway, I still feel they're trying to remove our freedoms.
They don't even say under God in the pledge anymore, anyway. So why is that an issue?
Right. In God we trust. Thank you.
All others pay cash. Any thoughts down here? No?
Great opportunity for community discussion.
And education. Thank you. So, was this a hard night for you?
Nope. You keep going?
Just get out.
No. I'm just trying to keep the door open.
I'm kidding.
Thank you.
So my kids are very involved in stuff.
Of course, ma'am.
Thank you.
Of course,
are you one of those members of the staff?
I am a staff.
How was it? Was it just crazy that you guys were just deluged with calls?
It's lots of calls, yes. Lots of calls.
Were they nice calls?
A spectrum. Spectrum of opinions.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
See ya.
When they ran for office, it was a requirement. They knew that when they ran. If they didn't want to say the pledge, then they should have not run for office, or they should have run on that platform.
Are you from St. Louis Park?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think they should all be recalled. Or resign.
What's the procedure for recall in the city?
There are three criteria for the state is the one who governs recalls.
Even in city elections?
It is the same throughout the state.
Okay.
And malfeasance, misfeasance, and crimes committed while in office.
And what's the crime there?
I'm not saying there was a crime. There's malfeasance, misfeasance, or a crime. I said three.
What's the malfeasance? I mean, what's the legal definition
there's
of malfeasance?
There's a number. Number one, none of them ran on this. None of them brought this before the citizens to change the requirements of the city council meetings.
But not to defend them. I'm just asking a question. What if they just didn't think of it when they were running?
Well, number one, then they should have ran on it next time.
Okay.
Or they should have brought it before the people of St. Louis Park on a ballot and asked us.
So the Pledge of Allegiance, from what I understand, is not part of the Constitution or the Declaration.
That has nothing to do with it. It's our city charter.
Is it in the city charter?
It is a requirement.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good information. So it's a requirement in the city charter to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
It's a requirement for them to say the Pledge of Allegiance before every city council meeting.
Do they have the authority to change that as the city council?
That is an issue that would have to go before the... it's a legal issue that would have to go before the state Supreme Court.
Interesting.
What's your name?
That's none of your business.
Well, first name? Right. So how many signatures do you have to get for a recall?
25 for each.
25 signatures for each recall?
For each recall. To begin with, for it to go, 25 signatures for it to go before the state's attorney's office. And they, at that point, or the Secretary of State, whichever it is, I don't have the paperwork in front of me. And they would determine whether the recall that I'm asking for, whether any of the three criteria were met within that recall, and I would have to state each and every one of those recalls. If it met that, then 25% of the vote for each council member, the number of votes that they had, 25 signatures would or 25% of those total votes for that individual city council member,
right,
is what's needed for a recall to be granted.
What do you think of the possibility of getting that?
Of getting that, that's in the works.
How about a fake name?
Nope. Yeah. Betsy Ross.
That's good. I like that. Thanks, Betsy.
Yeah.
I think eventually they're going to go back and reinstate, but there's enough of them on there who just don't want it that they'll say, well, let's not do it this meeting. That guy who really likes it isn't here, so let's not do it.
He won't be here because he's with his son.
Right, right, right.
So what about the pledge being written by a socialist? The pledge is written by a socialist.
I don't care, because it doesn't matter who wrote it. The intent, right?
So did our forefathers say a pledge?
I don't know, but they prayed a lot. Somebody wrote something really heartfelt that, for me, it's emotional. I've been saying it, you know, all my life. I say it at most of the meetings that I go to. Just because a socialist wrote it, that doesn't mean it has, right. Oh, he wrote it, so they're socialist words. No, he wrote it, but we have embraced it to show the love of our country.
And then what about
one?
What about the founders basically being against taking oaths of fealty?
Fealty? Oh, because of the king and so on? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. And that is a thought. But the nation, and it's to all of our, everyone else here, who we all love, they're part of us. I don't believe it's against immigrants, although I believe that a certain population of immigrants are kind of behind pushing, are not saying it, because they have a pledge that they say to their religion and their political belief. And so this.
What's that pledge? Allah Akbar.
Yeah.
Which is God is great.
Isn't it the immigrants that are against the pledge?
I don't know. Don't know who's against it. Couldn't tell you. I mean, I'm not debating. I just don't know.
If it's any way at all, I think that's where it would be.
I don't think of it as the flag when I pledge allegiance. That's not the main thing. I say I pledge allegiance to the flag. It's just part of the symbol of the love
America.
Of country. It's the feeling of love of country.
The Pledge of Allegiance was originally composed by Captain George T. Balch, a Civil War veteran, and it read, in part, "We give our heads and hearts to God and our country, one language, one flag." Balch was reportedly in favor of teaching children, especially those of immigrants, loyalty to the United States. He wrote a book. He distributed his pledge to schools across the country. Quickly, the pledge was revised by Francis Bellamy, who was a Christian socialist who also believed in absolute separation of church and state. His original pledge did not include the words "under God" in it. That was added by Eisenhower in the 1950s. It was, in fact, used to promote a children's magazine. It was also accompanied by the so-called Bellamy salute, which involved stretching the arm out toward the flag. Given the similarity to the Nazi salute, this was revised to the hand over the heart in World War II, and of course, as I mentioned, "under God" added in the 1950s. Bellamy preached Christian socialism and even suggested Jesus was a socialist, and he was very much against capitalism. He was also a leader in the public education movement. In his last lecture, the author of the Modern Pledge of Allegiance asserted, the need for a strong government and argued that only the socialist economy could allow both the worker and the owner to practice the golden rule, and essentially spoke against democratic Republican government. Finally, for more than a century, there have been people who wanted to swear an oath to the state rather than to uphold and defend the principles of the United States Constitution. It seems to me, despite the emotional attachment to the pledge, it is not in accordance with the American Revolution and the founders and the writers of the U.S. Constitution, especially when you consider its authors' opinions. You know, I hate to say this because I know many of these people and I know that they're good people, but I feel that many who came from other communities to this meeting were very disrespectful, and they expressed themselves, frankly, in a very rude and immature manner, and I think that's evident throughout this podcast. One wonders whether this is indeed the Republican nationalist movement some political leaders and their critics speak of. If this is the highest example of their ability to articulate and argue issues, one can only conclude that the so-called political right of this country is two things: very old and intellectually bankrupt. They are a far cry from the so-called intellectual conservative of a bygone era, whether St. Louis Park votes to restore the pledge at their meetings or not. Once again, thanks to Ryan Plumbing and Heating for sponsoring this podcast, Podcast 846, live in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. You call 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. And thanks for listening to Bob Davis Podcasts on Stitcher.com, Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com, Google Play, etc. Really appreciate the liking and the sharing and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter, and for your donations for Mobile Podcast Command at thebobdavispodcasts.com.